I'm Gabriel Spitzer. This is Sound Effect, and our theme today is Watch Your Language. We started the show with the story of preserving a dying Jewish language through music. And you can't have too many of those, right? So we're ending with another. It's called Ladino, and it's the language of Sephardic Jews. That's the diaspora that descends from the Jews expelled from Spain 500 years ago. Seattle has a pretty big community of Sephardim, and they have ties to local icons like Pike Place Market and Benaroya Hall. Sephardic history is a story of suffering and displacement and resilience. But that history was recorded in this language that's all but extinct. In Seattle, there is a rabbi looking to change that, using some decidedly modern tools. Contributor Sam Leeds has the story.
Rabbi Simon Benzaken is sitting at the foot of a long wooden table at a Jewish congregation in Seattle's Seward Park neighborhood. He's thumbing through a stack of papers.
Yeah, my name is Rabbi Simon Benzaken. Most of my life I've been serving as a pulpit rabbi.
Rabbi Benzaken was born in Spanish Morocco. He crossed an ocean and a continent to end up here in Seattle as the rabbi for the Jewish congregation Bikur Halim. He's in his 70s and retired now, but he's still an emeritus rabbi, and he hasn't really stopped working. Those papers he's sifting through are part of his plan to stop a language from dying and to keep the history of the people who speak it from being lost. That song he's singing, it's more than 500 years old. It sounds a lot like Spanish, right? Well, almost. Rabbi Benzaken is singing in Ladino.
Ladino is Judeo-Espanol. That is the Espanol, Spanish that the Jews spoke, especially at home spoke, and among themselves in business, so on, for hundreds of years.
Specifically, it's the language of the Jewish people who lived on the Iberian Peninsula more than 500 years ago. To get from 15th century Spain to present-day Seattle, there's more than a little bit of history. But the short version is this. In 1492, the same year that Columbus set sail from Spain, the Spanish monarchy made a decree. It said all the Jews in Spain had to convert to Christianity or leave the country. They had 4 months to choose. Many fled across the Mediterranean into the Ottoman Empire. That's the Balkans, Turkey, the Middle East, and North Africa today. Others scattered across parts of Europe. They took Ladino with them, passing it down through 5 centuries of generations across empires and continents. And the language expanded, picking up words as it went.
So you find that Ladino has got sometime Arabic, a little bit, sometime Turkish, sometime a bit of French too.
Now, 500 years later, Ladino is spoken in more than 30 countries. It's a language of the diaspora. It's also a dying language. It's mostly spoken by elders in the Sephardic community. Which brings us to Rabbi Benzaken and those papers. They're written in English, Hebrew, and Ladino. They're the lyrics to ancient love songs. And Rabbi Benzaken believes they are the key to reviving the Ladino language. Even more importantly, they hold the answer to a question he's asked himself quite a bit. Why isn't there more written about the Sephardic diaspora?
Didn't they care what happened to them, that they decided not to write their history? To me, it's almost like we don't care about our history.
But he knew that couldn't be true.
They did write, and they wanted to write. The only thing is they could not write. Why?
He has a theory.
They were afraid for themselves. If they were to criticize Spain, they would be in the fire again.
Remember that song Rabbi Benzaken was singing? It's called a romanza, and Rabbi Benzaken thinks it has a hidden meaning.
Many times they sound like grandmother is singing, you know, without even thinking, what is it? You know, lullabies and so on, but it's much more into this Ladino romanza.
The songs sound like simple love songs, but they're actually just a lot of complaining.
Why did you trick me? Why did you cheat me? Why did you make me suffer? And and you don't deserve me, and so on.
Rabbi Bensiken thinks these romances aren't really about love at all.
This was a dialogue between the Jews of Spain, from Spain as they were, being expelled and remembering what they had to go through.
There's one song in particular that first got him thinking about this coded meaning.
Torno y digo, que va a ser de mí? Que va a ser de mí? What's going to happen to me? What's going to be of me? What's going to happen to me? En tierras ajenas me voy a morir. I'm going to die in foreign lands. Blanca viste, blanca estu. And they were saying, you Spain, you know what you did to me now. By expelling all of us, you are now throwing us to the wind, to death.
He used to feel ashamed that his ancestors hadn't told their stories. Now that he's found this hidden meaning, that shame is gone. These songs make him proud of his heritage. But he knows that most people won't really take the time to listen to Grandma's love songs. And if they do, they'll probably miss the deep pain tucked away inside the words. So to bring these songs new life, he's giving them a more modern sound. One that has its own history of pain and diaspora.
Como judío sefardí, me creí toda mi vida que mi amor y dependencia era en ti.
Yes, the emeritus rabbi writes rap, but he doesn't do it alone.
Yeah, my name is Alexander, or Alex Hernandez.
Alex is a rapper from northern Mexico. He and his wife, Nesak, moved to Seattle to find a Sephardic community.
Where I'm from, you don't see any Jewish communities. You see a lot of people that are Jewish descendants. I myself, I think that I'm Jewish, from Jewish descendants. So is my wife.
Alex believes his family forgot their Sephardic history long before he was born. Because of the forced conversions 500 years ago, many Sephardic families lost their Jewish heritage. Generations grew up believing they were Christians who had some unusual traditions, such as lighting candles just before sunset on Fridays. Nesak remembers her grandmother singing to her in Ladino when she was a little girl. At Bikur Halem, she heard Ladino again for the first time in years. She suggested Alex partner with Rabbi Bensiken. It was a perfect match. Rabbi Bensiken brings the singing and Alex the hip-hop lyricism.
I'm like, you know what, Rabbi, probably if we try to shorten a little bit the lyrics, because otherwise it's going to be like very fast, and probably people are not, won't be able to understand it.
With Nesak producing, Alex and Rabbi Bensiken formed Los Serenos Sefarad, the Sephardic Watchmen. Their first show was a live performance in Seward Park. Since then, they've filmed several music videos and released a full-length album in 2017. For Alex, it's not just about making music. He feels a duty to share the history of the people who came before him, who passed on their stories and kept their language alive.
We are the voice that many hundred years later are able to communicate what they couldn't.
About a year ago, Alex and Nesak decided they wanted an even bigger Jewish community. So they made Aliyah and moved to Israel. Rabbi Bensiken visited them there. So of course, Los Serenos had a concert in Jerusalem too. It was an enthusiastic crowd. People stuck around after the music ended.
After the concert, everyone was coming up to say hi to us and give a pretty good feedback about the songs.
And then something happened that felt too coincidental not to be a sign. That maybe, in bringing together rap and 500-year-old ballads, they were finding a way to make Ladino the language of the young people.
Two teenagers that came to say hi to us, and actually they were from Seattle, both of them.
It was a small indication, but it felt right.
That story from contributor Sam Leeds.
casos blanca viste.
Flores.